The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The way to find the needle in the haystack is to sit down. Beryl Markham. What's up and welcome back to the Coast Channel. For today's espresso brew, I wanted to talk about 15 ways to get organized. Now, these 15 ways have pretty much changed my life in the last, I would say, 10 years. Because when I was a teenager, I wasn't nearly as organized as I became as I got older and as I became, I guess, like an entrepreneur in a lot of ways. I was organized in high school, but definitely not as organized as I am now. And I think a lot of that comes like sidestep, but just from being passionate about what I do. But I also think that as you get older and as you mature, you really start to appreciate just tiny little bursts of effort to be a little bit more organized. And the reason why is because you start to realize how precious time is and how precious energy is. And if you can just make tiny little improvements to be a bit more organized, then you don't have to kill 2 hours looking for that receipt when you know exactly where you filed it. Or you're never feeling like you're wasting time or have to spend like a full weekend deep cleaning your house or apartment because you know that every month you have a day on the calendar that you do that, so it never piles up, nothing ever gets too dirty. Just little things like that. You know exactly where things are, you know exactly how to get things done. And it just, I honestly feel like when you can find a healthy organizational system within your lifestyle, in my personal experience, being organized upped my quality of life because I just feel like I'm way more calm. Let's use calm. I feel like I have more peace of mind when I'm organized and things get done more fluidly. Okay, so let's jump into these 15 things. I organize these in a way that at least the first few are going from if you are a super unorganized person to even semi-organized, you could follow them within chronological order, at least for the first few, before you really take the big leap into being like a super organized person. So the very first tip or the very first thing, if you do want to get more organized, is to write everything down. And I come back to this all the time. I can't explain to you guys. Okay, I'm going to go on this tangent at my next tip, but if you were to go through my iPhone notes, you would probably think I was a little crazy because none of them really make sense. I have booklets that are just literally for note taking. There's like no rhyme or rhythm as to how it's being documented. It's just anytime like a song idea or a book idea or a goal I have or somebody's birthday comes into my head and I'm just like, I can't forget this. I have books or my iPhone notes and I just literally write it down. The reason why is because if you try and live your life solely based off memory, you're going to forget so much. Our brains are not programmed to be very good at memory. Memory is super subjective, especially to even the filter that you're looking at the memory through in the moment that you're looking at it through. So memories change, you remember things differently, you kind of connect things in your brain, and your brain gets all kinds of confused and can't be relied on as an accurate source of information. So when you get into the habit of writing things down, even if it's just like, oh, that's a really cool line for a poem, or that's a good idea for a story, or I can't forget to tell my sister about this, or little tiny things like that, you just start documenting them, then it's going to not only help these things actually re-ingrain themselves deeper into your brain so you can rely on your memory more and your memory becomes stronger, but then this is what is going to give you the basis, the foundation, the backbone to becoming an organized person, because you're documenting things in your brain. You're starting to take things from here and bring them down to the earthly realm, the earthly world, and from there, it's like you can take that pile and then start to categorize and organize. So that leads me into the second way or second thing on the list, if you want to become more organized, is to then start to categorize your mental notes. So once you get into the habit of like writing things down all the time, and don't freak yourself out by thinking you have to have categories for this to begin with, just get into the habit of it. And then once you do, you have all of this information, all of these pieces of paper of information, all of these thoughts that you have running through your head, these grand ideas, maybe some not so grand ideas, but you can just scratch those off. That's when you can start to become organized with how your brain tends to think. So one example of this is you could break down all of your notes into work, personal, relationships, and let's say home. So then you take your notes, whether you do this once a week, whether you do this once a day, you start to break your thoughts and your notes down into order or into categories that then makes it easier to further document those notes. This sounds really complicated, but realistically, I'm assuming it's making sense that if you write down, you know, a note of something you need to remember to tell your sister, and then your grocery list, those are two completely different things. One would be categorized under relationships, one would be categorized under personal, and then if underneath that you had like a work note or an email you needed to answer that you started to draft, that would obviously go into work. And then like remember to do your laundry this weekend so you have that outfit ready would go under home, things like that. Now there's so many different ways that you can organize this, and you do not have to use this system of home, work, relationships, and personal. Why is that so hard for me to remember right now? I need to write it down. You can categorize these however you want. You can get creative with it. And I find that as you begin to play around with this system, you begin to cater it towards yourself. You get creative with it. You start to find ways that work for you, things that don't, things that apply to you, things that don't. And then eventually you kind of you mastermind your own system. The third way to get more organized is to begin to use a planner, calendar, or bullet journaling system. Now, this is why I didn't want to give this one away, because personally, I've gone through all three of these and I still use two of them. So your system is going to change as you begin to change and your organizational systems change and life evolves and grows. So don't think that one is better than the other. I think it's just about finding that balance that works for you, that you're documenting everything and you're organizing everything, that it's easy to obtain and easy to keep track of. Because the biggest thing I want to say, or biggest mistake I think I want to say, comes with organization. I've done it myself and I see it all the time, is overcomplicating getting organized. Like, you don't want to have 7 different systems. Like, minimize it, make it as simple as possible. So that's why I love bullet journaling, because you know how we talked about breaking down our notes into 4 different categories of home, personal, career, and I'm not going to forget relationships. There we go. You can do all of this in one bullet journal, and your bullet journal really takes shape of your brain. And that's why I love bullet journals, because I feel like as I get older, it's going to be such a cool way to dip back into my brain in previous years of my life. life. Now, I hated bullet journals when I first started using them or I first found out what they were. I really enjoyed the structure of having a planner, like ones that you go out and buy at Indigo, or I had a wide range of planners and people that I actually used to work with using their planners. And as I grew older and as I started to fall more in love with organization and just become more aware of the things I did need to organize and didn't need to organize, that's when I really started to gravitate more towards bullet journaling. But again, there is no right or wrong way. If you guys have done the brew test, this is the best way that I would say I would break down what would go best for each personality type, okay? Cosmics just need a journal. They just need like a journal that you write in every morning about how you're feeling, your emotions, your saps, your all of that good stuff, your questions about the universe and your communications with aliens. That's what you need. You need a journal, potentially a bullet journal. Let's say you're a bullet journaler. Espressos need dry erase boards, bullet journals, and perhaps some sort of tracking to-do list for the day, or like I would say maybe technology type, like using calendars and things, or like apps like that. Coffee brews need a daily planner or a bullet journal, but I would say a daily planner, and which is odd because I'm a coffee brew. Decaf brews would need, they would go straight up all tech, paperless, and it would be like a wholesome gratitude with their fitness log on the side and their to-do list for the day. That's how I would say it would be best. So if you want, if you needed ideas on how to document, or if you weren't sure where you wanted to start and you didn't want to waste time trying a bunch of different ones, just there. I gave you guys your personality brew versus what organization planning style I think would go best with you. The fourth way that you can become more organized is to create your tidy up practice. Again, this is something that I've sharpened throughout the years, but what I mean by this is, are you going to spend 15 minutes after dinner to tidy up your house? Are you going to take every Sunday and do a deep clean? Are you going to schedule one day a month where you go through like deep cleaning? Like, how exactly is tidying up and keeping your environment and your atmosphere clean going to fit into your schedule? And this is important because you're, first of all, you're following it up with the scheduling app. So now we can look back at our schedules and be like, okay, what's the best way? What's the best system based on my lifestyle that I can keep my Atmo clean? Because again, our atmospheres, they play a big role in our overall state of well-being. And I say that knowing that I think that my knob of that is like turned up to the 10th degree. Not everybody's is, but I do believe that your environment affects the way you perceive things, the way you feel, like your emotions, because even if consciously and cognitively you're not paying attention to your atmosphere, your body is so intuitively aware of where it is. And you might not think that that pile of clothes in the corner is really bothering you. And I say this knowing people that it really doesn't bother them, so their degree might not be as high, but it's going to be so much easier to stay on track with keeping organized if your atmosphere is also feeling clean and organized. So, and there's just things that we need to do as humans to upkeep our state of well-being. You know what I mean? Like, clean your sheets and wash your bedding and sweep out the dirty corners of your house that nobody ever sees, but you do. I'm somebody that instead of doing the 15 minutes a day, I just like to put things away like right after I'm done using them. And then on Sundays, I like to do a deep clean of like laundry and like things that just fall behind throughout the week. And then one Sunday of every month, I just go crazy. Like I'm like scrubbing the baseboards and just like getting into everything, but I find that very therapeutic. Now that's what works for me. Again, you can use that and then tweak it as you want to, or maybe you already have a tidy up system. I don't know. You could even search some online, but just finding a system that's going to work for you to keep your atmosphere clean and tidy. The fifth way to become more organized is to organize your finances by creating some sort of money system or budget system or getting an accountant. Now, I personally have gotten an accountant this year, and nothing has ever made me want to pull my hair out more in my entire life because I'm just not that type. My brain doesn't work that way, but I'm trying. I'm really putting in the effort, and I'm sure my accountant hates me because I'm just like the most the most when it comes to this stuff. I'm just like, I don't care, just file it and do whatever you gotta do. But the reason why I got an accountant in the first place is because I've spent the last few years keeping budgeting systems and just like becoming my own bookkeeper in a lot of ways. And I hated it. I hated it so much, but I wanted to understand it. So I pushed myself to learn it. I pushed myself to keep on track of it. Most specifically in 2019, I was like, I'm not gonna stop. Each month I had one day scheduled of every single month that I just went through all of my finances, kept track of all of my things, organized it into what was work, what was not. And then at the end of the year, I was like, perfect, I hate this. Accountant, here you go. The reason why this is so important is because, again, if you want to be an organized person, you gotta organize your finances. This is such an important thing, even just in the adulting aspect of the world. And again, I can make a completely separate video on this, even speaking as somebody that is a creative brain. So I could give you guys a budgeting video, but it would be like budgeting for creatives, because I feel like if you're into like horoscopes, I'm not like a Capricorn when it comes to this shit, okay? I'm not like a, I don't love to sit down and punch numbers for fun. Money doesn't interest me. It's very odd. I feel like I'm way more interested in like music and color palettes than I am about saving accounts and like, you know, retirement plans. But that said, when it comes to being organized, this is going to take so much stress off of you and so just such a burden off your chest. Because I feel like money is something that in our world, in today's world, so many people are stressing about money. And if you know where you're at and you're keeping track and you're logging your expenses and even just to become aware of how you spend your money. So many of us, especially young people, don't understand even how they spend their money. They're just like, your paycheck comes in and then all of a sudden you blink and it's gone. You don't even know really where it went, but all of a sudden you're like, my nails look dope though. And so, you know, just being aware of where your money's going, how you're spending it, because once you see that, that's when you can start tweaking things and that's when you can start implementing your own plan, your own game, your own, however you want to frame it in your mind, that's going to make it feel like money is fun and money is not stressful. I like to look at it as like a game that you can play with yourself rather than something you need to like stress or worry about or that comes with anything that like adulting and boring wise, you know? So before we jump into the next 10 ways to get organized, I'm going to leave you guys with some of the sponsors that brought you guys today's Coffee Talk podcast episode.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So the sixth way to become more organized is to start setting alarms and reminders. Again, I feel like this is one of those habits that have really changed my life, especially with birthdays. I can remember the weirdest things from when I was a kid, but I am terrible at remembering birthdays. And little reminders too, where you're just like, oh yeah, like I'll remember to send you that on Monday, or like next time I think of it, I'll do that, or whatever. Call back this person. Having reminders on iPhones has literally changed my life, because if Siri didn't remind me, it wouldn't be done. And alarms are huge. I love using alarms, especially when I'm trying to ingrain a new habit. So for instance, lately, just because I felt like it's been working for me, I've made a habit out of from 4 o'clock to 6 p.m. every single day. That's my technology time. That's my computer and cell phone time. That's when I sign onto my socials. That's when I do all my work stuff. That's when I answer my emails, and then it's done. And then because this is not an ingrained habit in my day to day, my alarm goes off to remind me at 4 p.m. every day. It's like, okay, it's time to tap into the computer. Just like, go into that wormhole, do all the techie computery things you gotta do, and then exit the technology wormhole and sink back into day-to-day life, into the earthly life, right? You can set alarms for a bunch of different things. You can set reminders for yourself for a bunch of different things. And it's just such an easy way to, again, resource something else to remind you about the things that you're trying to do and trying to organize and the efforts you're trying to make, because your memory probably won't forget. Like 3 days in, 4 p.m. will roll around and I'll just be like off doing God knows what, like skipping through a field with Bentley or something. And I'm like totally forgetting it's supposed to be my tech time. The seventh way to become more organized is to declutter your tech. And again, this might actually take a day for you to schedule off. I know that I'm due for one of these days so badly right now, but having your technology decluttered is also such a more stress-free way to just live in today's era, to live in today's world, especially if you work with technology, which most of us do. So last year, I wanted to pull my hair out. I've really been pushing myself to do things that make me want to pull my hair out, but that I know will make my quality of life and my stress levels go down. I organized my mailbox and brought all my emails down to zero. I had 3,000 emails, okay? It took me forever, but I didn't just schedule one day to do that in particular. That is something that I actually chunked out because I knew it was such a big task that it stressed me out. So 1 hour of every Sunday, I just like would tap in and just like file everything and then just dip back out. And then eventually it became done. Another thing though that you could do is to create folders on your computer that you can put photos into, that some of them can be for work. I have one for my budget systems. I have one for like photos and for work photos, for blog post photos, and just like organizing them all, podcast episodes, and just having them all into different folders is just so much easier than having your desktop just be like flooded. Now, the one that I need to schedule a day for is photos on my actual phone. Like once they're filed somewhere, delete them so you can free up some storage. Or the screenshots when you're like, you're not actually meaning to screenshot everything. Your phone just like is in your pocket and it screenshots something. Like I never delete those. I need to delete those. Although sometimes I love looking at the time because I always wonder if it's like a sign. But just organizing your tech and keeping things there super organized will make it so much easier to tap into your workday and to tap onto your phone and to not get so distracted, or for your brain not to feel so overwhelmed by just the clutteriness. You know what I mean? Just like our atmosphere affects us, I do think that even the atmosphere that we keep on our phones affects us. So keep your apps organized, keep your things organized in a way that's going to benefit you and that's going to make you feel like your tech has purpose. Like, what is the purpose of your laptop? What is the purpose of your phone? And then organize those things to meet that purpose. The eighth way to become more organized is to unsubscribe from emails right when you see them. This habit literally has like brought my overall sense of well-being while doing emails to just a whole elated state, because for the longest time when I would see spam emails or emails that I just didn't want in my folders or whatever, I would literally control click them all like 40 at one time and just mass delete them. The only thing was when I'd wake up the next day or go to do my emails the next week, they would all be there again. And I was just still doing the same thing, just control, highlight all of them, delete them. So I was recently listening to a book. It was called The Minimalist Way. And one of the habits that she brought up was like, when you see an email that is a spam email or a newsletter email or whatever kind of email that you don't want in your folder, just unsubscribe right then and there. And I was like, damn, I really need to start doing that. So I literally only started doing this like a month ago. Like this was post Bali, and my emails on the day to day when I go to sign on to my computer are so much lower. And that gives my brain the ability to be like, these emails are going to be so much more easier to tackle because it doesn't look like I have way more emails than I actually do. So whenever I open it up and I'm just like, Aeropostale, you exist still? And then I'm just like, unsubscribe. Things like that. Just like unsubscribe right away. And then they don't send them to you anymore. And that goes for a lot of things. You can do that with your phone and your photos and all of that stuff too. It's like once the photo is posted somewhere or put into a folder somewhere, you just delete the photo and it's gone. Then it's not sitting there anymore. You don't have to spend a whole day, another time in the future, organizing it all. The eighth way to become more organized is to put things away and to give everything a place. So I kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, but one of the things that I just like to do when I'm done with my TV, if I'm done playing my video games, if I'm done cooking and I'm done dinner for the night, if I'm doing laundry or, you know, I'm trying on a bunch of clothes for an outfit for a night, is I just put everything away right when I'm done. And it just becomes so much easier to keep everything organized and everything clean and the space around you clean when you get into the habit of doing this. Now, the only thing about this is this gets out of hand if you have more things than you have places for. So let's say like clothing, for instance, I had a big issues with this. I'm already starting to have this issue again, which is why I have a video planned for this. But if I am trying on a bunch of clothes and then I'm like, okay, I found my outfit. Instead of leaving the pile there, I put all the clothes back. But if you have more clothes than you have space, then it becomes this big task of like, well, wait, now I gotta organize my closet. I can't just put everything away. I'm gonna have to leave this pile here. And then things start to pile up in that way. So this is gonna be a video for another time where I talk about how the minimalist lifestyle isn't living off of like 30 things. It's really just simplifying your lifestyle in a way that everything has a place and everything has a purpose. So make sure that all the things that you own have a place and also a purpose, but most importantly right now, a place. If you just want to get more organized, make sure that you know, like when I'm done filming this, I know exactly where this filming light goes. I know exactly where my camera goes. It goes back into its place. It has a place in my apartment. And so when this is all done, I can put those things away and then it's they're not out and they're not cluttery. Which leads me to the 10th way to get more organized. And this is buy one, leave one, or toss one. In a lot of ways. It's kind of like everything I bring in, everything I buy, I have to leave something in behind. I have to let something go. So especially with clothing, I find this is huge. I only have a set amount of hangers in my house and I refuse to buy more clothing hangers. And every time I want to get a new sweater or I want a new dress or a new romper, I have to take something off one of the hangers that already exists in my closet and either donate it or sell it or give it away before I put the new thing on. I'm not allowed to buy any more hangers. And this system, again, is going to keep things so much more organizable. It's going to keep your belongings in a more controllable state because you're not buying in excess. We don't need so much as we think we do. So you can do this with clothing, but you can do this with really anything. It's like the concept of for everything that comes in, you take something out. So we have five more ways to get organized, but really quick, we're gonna take a bit of a mid-roll break so I can take a sip of water and a deep breath and calm down before we progress.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
So the 11th way to get more organized is to create a gist binder. Now, I did a full video. Well, it wasn't a full video. It was a section of a vlog on this where I talked about how I made my gist binder for 2020. I have gist binders from the past and I got asked a lot of questions. So I was like, hey, I'll just show you how I do it. But a gist binder in a lot of ways is just like an accordion file folder. Now, that was what was taught to me growing up, but I hated it. I hated that system. I love binders though, because they're so much more versatile. So you really don't have to use a binder. You can use the accordion file folder or any system like this that's going to work for you, but it's just one place to keep all of your important paperwork, important documents, important receipts, and anything like that. So in my gist binder, I keep all my gift cards that I'm ever gifted, receipts for work, receipts that are personal. I keep the documents for my car. I keep Bentley's documents from the vet, memorabilia, like little tiny things throughout the year that I'm like, oh, this is cute, like a little ticket from a movie or things like that. And then just important documents like my passport or like old, you know, pieces of ID and things like that. I keep them all into my gist binder. So I'll link that vlog on the screen if you guys want to go watch that and figure out how to make a gist binder yourself. But it's just a simple place that you know that you can go to and all of your important paperwork is organized and ready for you to flip on through and find what you need to find. The other really important thing with the gist binder as well that I will know is to have a password log. This is like a side step within this step, but I think it's also super important to have one place that's not online. Like it's not on your phone, it's not on your laptop, where you keep everything handwritten of all of your usernames and passwords to things. This is, again, saved my life. Like I wanna say 50 times just even in 2020 where I'm just like, what was that password again? Or like, I don't remember what password I used for this, or like, what was my username for that? And then I just go to this page and I'm like, oh, there it is, all just like nicely written down for me. So now I don't have to make a million different passwords. The 12th way to get more organized is to create routines using habit stacking. So if you guys don't know what habit stacking is, it's just the concept of taking one habit and stacking it on top of another one and another one, which would then turn into a routine. So I have made, like, I want to say, multitudes of videos that are just about routines. And so I'm sure I don't need to explain myself, but really what I do is I have these habits. I've pretty much had most of the same habits for the last 5 years. I just rearrange those habits into different ways because it keeps my day feeling fresh and I don't know, it just keeps things changing up, which is important, like for me to just feel like I'm evolving and just getting a sense of newness in my life. It really decomplicates how many things you're trying to do. So I used to have reading 2 chapters in particular as part of my routines, but then some days those chapters were too long and I wouldn't have time to get to them all. Or some days, you know, I would get to like 3 or 4 chapters. So when you take the habit instead of the result and use that as your routine, then it becomes a bit more open-ended and then you don't feel so stuck inside of like that treadmill feel, you know? So every morning when you wake up in the morning, what habits do you want to do? And then just order them in the right way so that there you've created your routine. And then when you wake up, you just go about your day and do those habits in the order that you've stacked them in. And then again, it makes it so that you can recreate your routine as many times as you need to, as long as you rearrange your habits. 13th way to get more organized is to set your clocks 5 minutes fast. Again, I've done this throughout the clocks within my actual apartment, not my cell phone clock or like my watch or anything, but this actually changed my life in terms of tardiness. Now, I wouldn't say I'm tardy on purpose. I don't think anyone's actually tardy on purpose. I just over or underestimate how much time something is going to take. Like, I'm really bad for it. I either assume something's going to take an hour or something's going to take 2 minutes and there's like no in between. So setting your clocks 5 minutes faster, especially like if it's like your oven clock, your kitchen clock, like things like that, it just keeps you 5 minutes ahead of the game. So if you have appointments, if you have calls that you need to make, if you have places you said you would be, you're preparing 5 minutes early so that you're never caught up, or if something actually does get in your way, it doesn't actually stop you too bad and you actually, you know, do things on time and get to things on time. The 14th way to get more organized is to plan your meals and your grocery lists in advance. So I recently actually have dove into grocery lists a lot. Like, I have a specific grocery list for each, well, like category for each season, and then I have different grocery lists for each week. Again, this has come from like weeks, actually months, of meal prepping and finding meals that I like and finding ones that I don't, and then realizing how much I need to buy in order to make like exactly that recipe or exactly that amount. Like, I love that kind of stuff. I don't know why, it just feels like a coloring book when you color it in just perfectly, just to the line. So I've been planning on making some vlog channel videos with that stuff, but it's so, once you get into the habit of this, it becomes really easy. But I would start with shopping lists. So start with your grocery list and begin by making your grocery list based off the meals you want to eat that week. And if you get into this system, you're going to be able to continue to sharpen that each week that you do this until you get to the point that you've, first of all, you can make so many more meals than you ever were able to before, but also two, you're saving money. Three, you're eating healthier. Four, you find out meals that you like. You know how to cook for other people. It just really gives you, I don't know, I love the connection between humans and food. Like, food is our medicine, and food is such a way to be social. It's such a way to just reconnect with your humanness, to reconnect with the earth. So I feel like this one really brings me a lot of joy. It might not be that way for everybody, but even if you're just trying to eat healthier or save money, this will help you huge if you can figure out ways to just plan your grocery lists in advance by knowing what you want to eat in advance for the week. And then the 15th and final way to get more organized is to close accounts that you're not using anymore, or to rid yourself of objects or clothing that you're not wearing or using anymore. So again, we're kind of in the perfect pocket of time to be able to do something like this, where there is no weird FOMO of missing out of what's going on in the outside world because everybody's at home. So why not take the time to close out accounts that you're not using anymore, to, you know, the big one, like I just got like billed for something for like PicMonkey, and I was like, I haven't used PicMonkey in like a year. So I canceled that subscription. Just take a day and go through things you're not using anymore, accounts that haven't served a purpose for you in a while, clothes that you haven't worn in the last year or two, objects in your house that really don't have a purpose that you also haven't used in the last year or two. And doing so is going to free up so much space for you mentally, but it's also going to make you feel more organized and make your surroundings so much more organized. Now, again, this is one of those things that you can totally set a day aside for and go through it all. Or the way that I've been doing this is just when I notice, I get rid of it. So when that account or that bill came up, I was like, oh, and I just unsubscribed from that for the next year. So I'm like, okay, that's canceled. Or when I'm going through my closet and I try something on and I'm like, oh, this has a rip in it now, or like a big stain that's not gonna come out. It's like, okay, that goes into the get rid of it pile. Doing it as you go makes it a lot more, I think, accessible and a lot more stress-free in terms of actually taking this and implementing it into your life versus feeling like you only have one day to do this, because we tend to accumulate things as we go and life tends to happen upon itself. So if you just go as life is unfolding, then I find that it's a lot easier to actually do most of these tips actually today, not just this one. So there you guys have it. Those are 15 ways that you can get more organized and just feel more in control of your life based on the things that you actually do have control over. If you guys have anything to add to the list, feel free to leave it down below. And aside from that, I'll see you guys all in the next coffee talk. Bye guys.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.